So when I was in law school in 1964, I had what was then called a nervous breakdown. And what the psychiatrist said was a manic episode. And so in 1965, I went voluntarily into a hospital in Toronto. It was called the Toronto Psychiatric Hospital. It doesn't exist now. It eventually became the Clark Institute for Psychiatry, which in its turn became the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, or partner of. And I spent 4 months in hospital, coming down off a psychotic episode. And I was a young, I was a law student, and I was newly married, and we were about to have a first child. So I spent that winter in the hospital, and they filled me full of drugs. But it was also early enough in psychiatry, they spent a lot of time talking to me as well, and they were trying to teach me how to recognize and control my moods. So that they'd say, so where are you today on a scale of 1 to 10? And I would try and figure out where I was. And they gave me a whole bunch of Thorazine, and then they gave me a whole bunch of lithium. And the lithium was still experimental at that time, and I was somewhat pissed in the later years when I discovered it wasn't yet approved for use. However, it did work. I came down off my high and became quite depressed, actually, and then the antidepressants didn't seem to do anything as far as I could tell. So part of the post-hospitalization plan was to move with my young family to Kingston, Ontario. I'd been living in Toronto up to that point. And I enrolled in the third year of a history program at Queen's University. I abandoned my legal aspirations because I basically flunked out in my second year. So I was supposed to become a history teacher. But that didn't work very well, and I eventually dropped out of Queen's as well. And I went back to hospital for almost 2 years in the Kingston psychiatric hospital.